Take Mum Out by Fiona Gibson, read by Caroline Guthrie. Chapter 1. Inspection Day.
So you're setting up a meringue business, Erica says as I show her into my kitchen.
That's right, I reply. I've been testing different recipes and I'm all ready to go, as soon as I have official permission, of course. I'm aware of this thing I do, of putting on an oddly posh grown-up voice when I'm in the company of an official person. In her navy blue trouser suit, with her shiny auburn hair swinging around her pointy chin, Erica falls into this category. She is an inspector from the council's environmental health department. Her job is to ensure that I don't poison the public, i.e. that my fridge isn't seething with listeria or my cooking quarters populated by mangy cats. They aren't, of course, but still, Erica's very presence is making me nervous. It's like when you're being followed by a police car while driving. Is something broken on my car? You start wondering. Could the wine I guzzled 2 nights ago still be swilling around in my bloodstream? I love meringues, Erica enthuses, peering into my fridge, which I've scrubbed so thoroughly even its light seems to shine more brightly. It's the texture, isn't it? The crunchiness on the outside, the gooey bit in the middle. That's right, I agree. I imagine it's impossible to feel depressed when you're biting into a meringue. She laughs politely and marks a few boxes on the form attached to her clipboard. I try to sneak a look, but I can't read it. Anyway, I must stop feeling so paranoid. I spent the whole of yesterday preparing for her visit, and so far it seems to be going well. Erica caresses my cooker hob and ticks another box on her form.
Do you have a name for your business? She asks.
Yes, I'm calling it Sugar Mummy.
Oh, that's cute. That definitely has a ring to it. I assume you have children, then?
Yes, 2 sons.
Sons, Erica repeats this with a slight shudder. Oh, I take my hat off to you. I don't know how people cope with boys.
Really? I say, acting surprised. In fact, I have encountered this anti-boy attitude on numerous occasions since Logan and Fergus were tiny. A fierce aversion to young males, as if they are not miniature humans, but incontinent pit bulls, prone to violence and likely to pee wherever the mood takes them, as opposed to little girls who quietly colour in and groom their teddies for weeks on end.
Well, I couldn't, Erica asserts. My sister has 3 and her place is a wreck. She used to collect Danish glassware, and of course that's all been trashed.
Oh dear, I say, wanting to add, why didn't she put it away in a cupboard? However, it's crucial to keep Erica on my side. I'm itching to get my business started and need to convince her that Logan and Fergus won't be constantly charging into my professional kitchen, bringing in live bugs to show me, or using my mixer to blend portions of rotting leaves and soil.
Well, they're 13 and 16, I tell her, so we're past that crazy stage now.
Oh, teenage boys, she goes on with a dry laugh. And their terrible bedrooms, ugh, that horrible dank duvet smell.
They're actually incredibly helpful around the flat, I fib, trying to quash the defensive edge to my voice.
Really? Erica widens her eyes. Handy with the Mr. Sheen, then?
Yes, very. Actually, they back away from it as if it's pepper spray, and neither seem capable of operating the Hoover without chalking it. Plus, there is an underlying smell around here, which I've tried to obliterate by burning the sandalwood and ginger oil my friend Ingrid gave me, with the promise that it would uplift the senses. On this rain-lashed November afternoon, both boys were off school with streaming colds, and the flat is tainted with the whiff of the unwell.
Do you have any children yourself? I ask pleasantly as she peers into the oven.
Just the one, a little girl.
Ah, that figures.
I was terrified she was going to be a boy, Erica adds, straightening up. In fact, I paid to have an extra scan to determine the sex as early as possible.
Really?
I have no idea how to respond to this.
If it was a boy, she goes on, I wanted to be prepared.
What could she possibly mean? Line up an adoptive mother forum?
just as I'm about to say the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?